By 1850, it had 125,000 Jews. And by the time of the Second World War, it had a Jewish population that was well over 500,000. The Jews came to the cities. They came to the cities because of various reasons, some of them governmental, as we will see tonight. The decrees of the Russian Tsar against the Jewish people hurried their urbanization. But they came for the reason that urbanization was popular throughout the world. The cities meant an opportunity to get ahead. It meant a job, it meant opportunity, and it meant getting off the farm and the sterile type of life that had existed before. And the Jews went to the cities. They went in great numbers. And during the 19th century, therefore, we see a change in the Jewish people, a change from becoming a rural people to becoming an urbanized people. And since the Jews, for whatever reason, had less attachment to the rural society, they urbanized much more quickly than their non-Jewish neighbors. And they found in the opportunities, even in the excitement of the city, a grand challenge for their talents and for their lifestyle. That's true in the United States as well, where Jews are basically an urban suburban population. And the slow, mature death of all the smaller Jewish communities in the United States is happening in front of our eyes. And it is the major centers of population that have the major centers of Jewish life as well. A third matter that occurred then in this beginning of the 19th century was the complete mass emigration of Jews from one place to another. The Jews began to move. They began to move within Russia, within Poland, within the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The Jews in Germany, there was a shift in population from the eastern part of Germany close to the Austro-Hungarian border into Poland, to the western part of Germany. Eastern European Jews began to move. They moved to southern Russia. They moved to the Ukraine. The large settlements of the Jews in northern Poland and northern Lithuania, those Jews began to move south. They moved as far south as the Black Sea, as the port of Odessa. There was a large Jewish migration from Galicia and from southern Poland to Romania and Hungary in the 19th century, so that the population, the Jewish population, increased tenfold in the 19th century in Hungary and Romania. And the coming of the Hasidic movement to those areas of Europe where it had not existed before was part of this mass emigration. Beginning in the 1840s, there was a trickle of immigration to the United States. By the time of the American Civil War, there were already 50,000 Jews in New York. Even though the basis of Jewish life in this country was founded upon German Jews who came first, Eastern European Jews began to come almost immediately thereafter. And then the great waves of migration in the 1880s till the First World War and after the First World War brought millions of Jews to the shores of the United States. Jews moved to England. Lithuanian Jews, particularly, a great number of Lithuanian Jews moved to England. A great number of Lithuanian Jews moved to such exotic places as South Africa, where in the Boer Republic that was established in the 1850s and 1860s, there already was strong and significant Jewish representation. Mostly Lithuanian Jews somehow came to South Africa. And there were, at the time,